So taking it back to what the Hebrews actually believed, what their worldview was, their understanding of the cosmos, was that that you've got God's inbreaking into this space that we live in. And so the positive thing about that is that God created it. It's kind of like God holds this whole thing in God's hands and calls it good. So all the things that God created are good. So that's a positive thing about the Hebrew cosmology. But it can also fairly easily be seen as, okay, you've got this dualism between where people are, where God is, and Sheol, where God isn't exactly. So instead of this sense of God creating this and God holding it, you can translate that into there's the order versus chaos thing of the Babylonian and the other ancient Near East cultures around them, kind of coming into their cosmology and creating that dualism of the place, the material places that we live are places where God isn't as present, rather than their original cosmology of all the created things are good in the sense of God created them and they're part of God's plan, and the development of a shalom community. So then, as the Israelites move along through history, they encounter the kind of Greek cosmology, and within that cosmology, you've got the realm of the gods on the outside, which is hierarchically separate from the realm of matter. So you've got the material world there in the middle, that's the planet Earth with the different layers of different types of stratosphere and ether and layers of different gods and that sort of thing. The particular layers aren't as important as the thoughts about where the gods are and where people are, and that they're very different. So we reach up to the heavens to try to get to the gods. So our heads, our rational thought, is closer to the gods than the material world and our bodies. And this was something that kind of crept into Hebrew thinking and then into Christianity. So you've got the Greek philosophers who are talking about the forms and this kind of ideal picture of the forms which can't actually exist in real material space, and this unmoved mover who doesn't do anything, who never changes but is the creator in some way. And so you've got this world of forms that is the rational and the thought process and the mind, and the world of matter, which is the body, and which is the things that we see around us. And so those were separated, but not only were they separated, but they were kind of put into a hierarchy. So you've got God at the top with man, literally male people, higher than women, and then people of color as in that section that is closer to the material world within Western thought, and animals and nature. So so you also have this separation between the closer you are to God, then that's the culture part, and the closer you are to the material world, that's the material part. And we think of, in Western culture, we tend to think of the people at the top of that hierarchy as more rational and more able to be the ones in power and control, and the people lower on that as disposable and interchangeable and not as important. So that has caused problems socially as well as theologically. So within that way of thinking, you have this dichotomy between the world and God. And so things that are associated with the world are seen as less than and material, and things that are associated with God are better and good and more rational and associated with our minds. So this isn't what the Bible says, but this is how Western tradition has tended to interpret the Bible because of its connection with Greek philosophy and culture. So as we Since Christianity was kind of created in this Greek space, even though Jesus was not saying this, this is something that quickly became a part of the way that Christianity was expressed, unfortunately. So going through a few of the theological things that make a difference in this, believe it or not, I'll mention a few things. The immanence versus the transcendence of God, how we envision salvation, our idea of the Trinity, and eschatology, which is what you think about where the kingdom of God is. So this immanence versus transcendence thing. So immanence is like the closeness of God, God being really present in our bodies and minds and our place where we are. And transcendence is this kind of vertical relationship with God where God is something separate and out there and bigger than us and mystery and that sort of thing. So both of them are important and good, but Western tradition, Western Christianity has tended to emphasize transcendence a little more than immanence. So to remind us, within the Christian tradition, God became human, God became immanent, very immanent in a body in this world. And then Jesus left to go be with God, so that's kind of a transcendent part, right? And then sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, which is both immanent and transcendent. We've got the Spirit here, very present with us, and also bigger than us and outside of us and beyond us and within the rest of the created world and beyond, right? So you've got a combination of immanence and transcendence, even though within Western Christianity we focus on the transcendence a lot more.